One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Steampunk Family Podcast. We continue our voyage to Antarctica with The Sorrows of Chef, in which the Von Hedwig twins complete their mission to the kitchen. Chef's eyes bulged at the sight of this sudden Annabelle. He never wanted to see any of the children in his kitchen. It was a nasty shock to wake up from a pleasantly saucy dream with one of the worst of them practically in his lap.
Qu'est-ce que vous faites ici, ma petite gamine affreuse?
Je suis en train d'exécuter une mission pour madame.
Speak en anglais, your French is of the worst.
D'accord, monsieur, mais c'est meilleur que l'anglais lequel vous parlez.
Chef only growled, so Annabelle pushed on, edging her way toward the sink, away from her sister. Mother would like to know if you still have sufficient potatoes for Bettina's mash. How many days before we need more?
Et là là, pourquoi est-ce que j'ai assumé cette fonction-ci? Autrefois, j'aurais pu être chef de la tour d'argent elle-même.
Chef clutched at what little remained of his hair. No doubt you wanted to see the world and make its most intelligent children happy with delicious desserts. This was too much for Chef. Up he sprang, mustaches bristling. Annabelle jumped back and brandished the small saucepan. Chef stopped as quick as he had started, staring at the pan, and then at the still swinging hook whence it came. Mirabelle, crouching behind the pastry table, listened to the awful silence. Annabelle slammed the pan down on the stove. "This fell down," she said, "and I caught it."
"Attention, voyez prendre un peu de soin avec ma marmite."
Mirabelle leapt up from her hiding place, scrambled up the front of the larder shelves, and grabbed the marshmallow tin as Chef cradled his little copper pan. "Potatoes," said Annabelle.
"Get out of my kitchen! Get out! Get out!"
Annabelle balled her fists and put them on her hips as Mirabelle crept behind Chef into the dumbwaiter. "Potatoes," she said. Chef ran a weary hand over where his hair used to be.
"Oh, another 3 weeks if I do not use them for anything else."
"Merci, Chef," Annabelle smiled and curtsied and left the galley. She found her sister in the great room.
"Gaz, ooyink,"
she said, through a mouthful of marshmallow. "You were brilliant, too." Annabelle helped herself to the tin, and they went to find their brother. After that, they spent an hour testing the new weapon with Gerhardt, trying to propel marshmallows into each other's mouths at increasing distance, then trying to hit the mountainside from the garden. On top of the ship, watching a marshmallow arc infinitely through the Himalayan twilight to become one with the snow and rock below, Mirabelle remembered.
"We should be looking for it," she chided her sister. "I entirely forgot," Annabelle admitted, joining her at the rail.
"You'll never find a marshmallow from here," said Gerhardt.
"We're not looking for marshmallows."
"Then what?" The girl's eyes met for the briefest of moments.
"Never you mind is what," Annabelle said.
"We'll tell you when we find it," added Mirabelle, "if you finish the crossbows you promised us." "You two and your secrets." Gerhardt pelted them with the remaining marshmallows and went back to his room to work. This is Hera von Hedwig. Today's episode of the Steampunk Family's Voyage to Antarctica was brought to you by the Boiler Monkeys Union. The union reminds you to keep your smokestacks clean and avoid backdrafts. As the chief always says...